Paul, would you talk a little bit about the speed and the pace of that game and how it ebbed and flowed and how it helped and hurt, or maybe hurt you?
Oh, it was a fast game, and there were some really well-executed plays and then not for both teams. And I liked our first an awful lot. We gave up 3 even and at 11-4. And then they were really good in the second period. And then we were really good in the third. I think both teams that were good were forcing it. You know, we're good for a reason. They didn't think the game was necessarily one team got worse. One team was good in the first and the third. That was us. They were real good in the second period. And the team that got back on their heels moved it a little slower, couldn't make the play, stopped executing with the puck, and the other team feasted on it. And we found our way to get back on our horse. Blake's goal was a big part of the shift of momentum. And then there were stretches where there were good players with the puck and it was bouncing all over the place. So it was an exciting game. I mean, there was lots of energy, lots of pace and speed, not nearly as physical as the last one, but certainly at least as exciting.
Thoughts on that overtime? Didn't last long?
No, I mean, breakaway and 3-on-1, one of them's going in. You know, it was a chance festival. Not very long, though.
One last one. Why do you think you had such trouble with their fourth line tonight?
They're pretty good. You know, they made plays. They were hard on the puck. We didn't transition it particularly well, and we got a little excited with what we created in the first and thought we should just be able to do this for the rest of the game, and they were a little upset with their first, I'm sure, and we're better.
Blake tied a franchise record tonight for consecutive points to start the season. What's, I guess, been the key for him? Like, what have you seen from him, I guess, his start?
Real strong understanding of his game, but we could go back to last year for long stretches of it. I think he's hit to that maturity level where he can come to the rink and have a real strong idea how he's going to play every night. It's not necessarily hoping for points. He certainly doesn't cheat anywhere on the ice. He gives everything he can, comes back to the bench and rests. I think he's just a real mature, high-end pro now. He takes care of his body. He just plays that way every single night. So there's stretches last year maybe where their points weren't going in. But it's the exact same game he's been playing almost for the entire year. I think last year at the start of the year was a real good learning experience for him. I think he had struggled in years prior coming out of the gate. He didn't last year for us. He got right to his game, had some success, and he's been that player straight through.
And that's just been hard work? Like, was there like a kind of turning point that you saw?
No, I think there was some trust in his game that he could play the game one way, hard, physical, simple, fast, and not have to worry about doing all things every shift. So there's a simplicity to his game. And when you get a guy that's just that darn fast, you know, he is so explosive out of the hole. And just his goal tonight, there's just not a lot of guys in the league that can cover that much ice in that short a period of time.
It looks like it in the way they play, and you hear it from talking to your players in the dressing room. It just seems like they never, ever feel like they're out of it and can keep the game close and get themselves back into it. I just want to see what you're seeing.
So we'll battle back, and we did it last game as well. Two good opponents that we've played. We've been behind it and fought back to tie the games going into the third period in the third here tonight. I think there was enough offense for us, you know, just off Nick Ehlers' stick alone, that we felt we were getting enough. Probably got a little excited with what we were getting in the second period and got a little loopy there, but no, we'll generate enough offense, we'll score enough goals.
For a rookie like him, the game is supposed to be making that transition to the NHL. The game is supposed to be tight. He's not supposed to be able to find room. He seems to be finding all kinds of room out there. How's he doing that?
He's very, very quick. Very, very quick. And when he doesn't, put it a better way, he's learning as he goes that he doesn't have to stay in motion to have that happen. I mean, he's not, when he's on his game and at his best, he's not cheating the game. He's not cheating in behind. He's coming from where he's supposed to come with speed, just even off that rush. Now, there's some skill coming up the ice with him on his goal. Two real good plays to be made, but he's not hanging high. And then he picks the right times to stretch, the breakaway at the end. But like all of them, there's lots of areas that that they'll experience. You know, we've got two young players. Really, I still Mark's still a new guy in this league in a lot of ways, and we've got two young players on that on the Lowry line as well, and they're just learning as they go.
You said it yourself, a breakaway and a 3-on-1. Is that 3-on-3 overtime any less of a novelty than the breakaway competition, the shootout?
No, but it's still better for me. I'd much rather play that until the game was over. As you could almost go to sudden death overtime with that and just put 20 minutes on the clock. You know it's going to be ended soon. They're not going to go 20 minutes of that. And I'd rather see them finish in overtime than get to the shootout. At least there's people making plays. You got to beat a goaltender. You got to make some plays to do it.
Paul, how close were you to using your coach's challenge on the Nemestikov goal, or what was the discussion between Stewart and the officials there?
How high the stick was. We had a pretty good read that we didn't think there was anything around the front of the net that was a problem.